Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center. It is 23 degrees with a skift of snow this morning. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fire crews in Los Angeles keep up their efforts at beating back several major wildfires that have destroyed thousands of homes. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
The Palisades fire still raging after scorching nearly 20,000 acres, an area the size of Manhattan. Video from above shows utter devastation. Dozens of blocks flattened to smoldering rubble. Only the outlines of the homes and their chimneys remain. Blackened palm strands are the only thing left along Malibu, where oceanfront mansions once stood.
President Biden will hold a public briefing today on federal response. At the Supreme Court today, arguments over whether TikTok should be banned. The company was ordered to divest from its Chinese-based owners, but has not done that. The Supreme Court last night refused to delay sentencing in Donald Trump's hush money case, so this morning, the president-elect will face a New York judge via video in New York. When he takes the oath, he'll be the first president ever to have been convicted of a crime. This is ABC News. Freedom this week for a young woman involved in a bizarre crime when she was 12 years old. ABC's Andrea Fujii with the latest on the Slender Man case from Wisconsin.
After spending nearly half her life in a mental health facility, a judge and panel of doctors have agreed to release Morgan Geiser, who was the mastermind of a gruesome stabbing that nearly killed one of her best friends. Morgan and Anissa Weir were just 12 when they lured Peyton Lutner into the woods during a sleepover in 2014, attacking Peyton during a game of hide-and-seek, stabbing her 19 times.
Peyton survived. The girls say they were trying to appease the fictional character Slender Man. After Macy's announced last year it would be closing 150 underperforming stores, it's out with a list of 66 of them today spread across the country. And Notre Dame has won its way into the college football national championship game, beating Penn State. The Fighting Irish will face either Texas or Ohio State for the title they play tonight. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for a high near 30 with some breaks of sunshine and northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and colder for tonight, a low of 12. Tomorrow, 30, some light snow likely very late Saturday night, possibly a half inch to an inch by Sunday morning and another half inch to an inch later in the day Sunday, a high of 32. Monday's high, blustery and cold with temperatures to just 11 degrees. East to northeast winds right now are at 4 miles per hour. We've had just a little bit of light snow on the ground this morning and just a skift of snow, and our temperature is 23 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Good morning. Today is Friday, January 10th. We start the day in a positive way. The Light in the Mail Cow Show is underway. The cast of Godspell and Day by Day. Before that, Cher doing the honors for our national anthem. Good Friday morning. Yes, Friday. That has a nice ring to it. We get a little bit of a brief taste of snow, but it looks like maybe a little bit more on the way on Sunday, and that's not concerning. For me, the concerning thing is the cold temperatures, especially beginning first of the week, but it will be like almost mid-January then, so what can I expect? We had a good commute from Sextonville this morning. Me and the Vibe bounced along on our merry way, and it's good to be here to keep you company today. Here's Claude Gray.
You know, a lot of folks stop at truck stops. They just naturally think they should, 'cause they figure any place a truck driver eats, the food's just got to be good. So they go out there amongst all them truck drivers, sitting around talking low. They're talking about women and stuff like that, and how fast them trucks will go. There's the little old place out on 66 where a lot of the drivers stop and get their kicks. Reckless eyeballing this waitress they got called Flo. There's always a bunch in here hanging out, cutting up and talking about how she wiggles when she walks and stuff like that, and how fast them trucks will go. What's a wonder feller can sit down and eat is how many eggs or his bread and meat with a good-looking woman like that around and on the go. First thing you know, you get to fidgeting and fussing and a nudging one another instead of discussing how she wiggles when she walks and stuff like that, and how fast them trucks will go. She just takes it all in stride and swells all up with her woman pride. She's tickled plum pink you come in to see the show. She throws a little old extra wiggle in that walk, and you just sit there and grin and talk about homemade loving and stuff like that, and how fast them trucks will go. I can't explain how it makes you feel, but you tip her $5 on a $2 meal. Get yourself together and start heading out kind of slow. While you're pushing that diesel on down the line, you get to thinking about your woman you left behind, and how she wiggles when she walks and stuff like that, and how fast them trucks will go.
Always and forever, you're the one that hung the moon. After all these nights together, I still get lost in your perfume. If I could write a love song, every line would tell the truth. It would be a warm and soft one, and my heart would say to you, walk on water. When the sea don't reach the shore, when the fires of hell freeze over, I want me should ever hold me. Like the heavens hold the stars, when you see me walk on water, when the sea don't reach the shore, when the
Randy Travis on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. 5:15 the time as we cruise into Friday, the 10th of January. Here it is. The weekend is upon us and a few warmer temperatures the next few days. That's good. A high near 30 today. That'll be short sleeve weather. Although it's short sleeve weather for some folks, no matter what the temperature is. Sometimes even shorts this time of year. Hey, whatever. Some people are just hot-blooded. I am not. A Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 10 until 2:30 at American Legion Post 115 in Elroy. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. And a drive will be held next in our immediate area coming up Tuesday of next week from 11:30 until 5:30 at St. John's Gym in Muscadet. So make your appointment and get ready for that event. Coming up, a check of sports scores. The Bucks and Badgers both play tonight. And a bevy of scores from last night as well. Here's Merle Haggard.
Once I had a girlfriend. She loved to hear me sing. But I left her in Nashville, flew west on a silver plane. My family can't kid me anymore. They never really liked my songs before. Now I'm all grown up and I'm a lonely man. And there's no one to sing for but the band. No, there's no one to sing for but the band. They always say I'm singing grand. But if you listen close, you'll understand why there's no one to sing for but the band. I had a friend in Houston, thought I was something else. But she moved off to another town in spite of the way she felt. My family can't kid me anymore. They never really liked my songs before. Now I'm all grown up, I'm a full-grown lonely man. There's no one to sing for but the band. No, there's no one to sing for but the band. They always say I'm doing grand. But if you listen close, you understand why there's no one to sing for but the band. singing grand. But if you listen close, you'll understand why there's no one to sing for but the band.
Your favorite meals, your favorite station, Richland Family Restaurant and WRCO Studios.
Good morning. An update on sports is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Last night in boys basketball, Mineral Point over Riverdale, 78-40. It was Darlington, 84, Boscobel, 47, and Fenimore, 65-60 over Iowa Grant in overtime. Seneca, 94, Weston, 50, Hillsboro, 63-57 over Cashton. Kickapoo beat Waseca Steuben, 51-39. Westby, 74, Viroqua, 64. In girls basketball, Platteville over Richland Center, 69-26. It was Lancaster, 60, River Valley, 31. River Ridge, 38-27 over Highland. Prairie du Chien, 53, Dodgeville, 20. Scholesburg, 49, Belmont, 48. Potosi-Cassville, 79-36 over Benton. Wisconsin faces the Minnesota Golden Gophers after John Blackwell scored 21 in the Badgers' victory against Rutgers. Tonight's meeting is the first this season between the squads. Wisconsin 2-2 in the Big Ten. Minnesota is looking for his first win through four contests. And the Magic will be hosting conference foe Milwaukee tonight in NBA play. Last night, Charlotte at the Lakers postponed. Cleveland 132, Toronto 126. Minnesota beat Orlando 104-89. Golden State 107, Detroit 104. Dallas 117, Portland 111. Houston 119 and Memphis 115. Miami 97, Utah 92. Phoenix 123, Atlanta 115. And a diving interception off an ill-advised pass set up Notre Dame's trip to play for the program's 12th national title after a thrill-a-minute 27-24 victory over Penn State last night in the semifinal at the Orange Bowl. This update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
Okay, well, it is our favorite time of the program. That is when we really, really set the bar high for the day. It's aerobic polka time. A one and a two and a...
Ej, że ja się odbił, nikt nie będzie wiedział. Wiatr tu mostu wije, że was nie wiją. Nie pójdę do domu, nogi mi się kwiją. Nie pójdę do domu, nogi mi się kwiją. Ja się tu zostanie, przy piwę, przy winę. Będę sobie myślał o mojej dziewczyny. Będę sobie myślał o mojej dziewczyny. Nie pójdę do domu, a słońce zaświeci. Będę prowadziła mnie do domu świeci. Będę prowadziła mnie do domu świeci.
Wow, there you go. That was Stan Skalaska and the Chicago Masters and the I Won't Go Home Polka. These songs these kids are listening to today, you just can't understand the lyrics. But anyway, hey, we're getting ready for the Farm News and Market Report coming up in about 5 minutes. We're at 22 degrees. We'll be up near, well, around 30 today. That's got a nice ring to it with a few flurries possible. Fairly mild for today. 12 tonight, Saturday 27, and for Saturday night late, looks like some light snow. 22 for a low, Sunday 31. About a half inch to an inch possible, both early Sunday morning and then later on in the day on Sunday. 22 right now at WRCO. It's 525. Here's Tom T. Hall.
Ravishing Ruby. She's been around for a while, ravishing Ruby. She was a truck stop child, born in the back of a rig somewhere near L.A. Ravishing Ruby, you poured a lot of hot coffee in your day. Ravishing Ruby, believe anything you say. Just like her daddy said, said he'd be back someday. She was just 14. She grew up wild and free. And all the time she's been waiting on him, she's been waiting on you and me. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Smiling Jack, that was her daddy's name, and that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you. Ravishing Ruby, a beautiful young girl now. Ravishing Ruby, she made a solemn vow. Jack, he'll come rolling by, and she wants to see him, she wants to touch him, either way, dead or alive. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Her days and nights are filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That was her daddy's name, that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go. Whisper to me, tell me, do love me true, or is he holding you the way I do? Though love is blind, make up your mind, I've got to know. Should I hang up, or will you tell him he'll have to go? You can't say the words I want to hear while you're with another man. Do you want me answer yes or no? Darling, I will understand. Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're two. together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low, and you can tell your friend there with you, you'll have to go.
Jim Reeves, and he'll have to go. A Stone Cold classic on this Friday morning edition of The Light in the Milk House Show. Drive carefully, just a little bit of snow out there today. And looks like, well, it could be a few slippery spots, but it's certainly something that we can get through. We're old pros here in Wisconsin. No big deal. It's amazing how other parts of the country that aren't used to great deals of snow have been getting it, and we have not been getting it. But usually we do somewhere along the line, one of these times, right? It is 5:30, Farm News and Markets time.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
A new port workers contract is good news for agriculture. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Join us January 20th through the 23rd in San Diego, California for the Clean Fuels Conference, featuring keynote speakers, industry expert panels, world-class networking opportunities, special events, and more. For event details, visit cleanfuelsconference.org. First, an Iowa farmer's growing a business she describes as an online farmer's market for meat. Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp has more from the Midwest Meat Summit in Des Moines.
Katie Olthoff of Stanhope says she co-founded Chop Local during the pandemic because so many Midwestern farmers could not get their livestock to market.
They were looking for more ways to connect with their customers, and we knew that technology offered great solutions for them, but it might have been out of their skill set, a little bit difficult for them. And so we created Chop Local in order to really help facilitate that and make it easier for them.
She tells Brownfield the website features about 70 farms and butcher shops in 28 states.
There's just been a huge shift towards online grocery ordering. Millions of transactions from meat-specific companies online every year, and we want to make sure that our farmers are getting, you know, a piece of that pie.
From the Iowa Event Center, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
A U.S. Meat Export Federation official says Wednesday's tentative agreement on a new longshoreman's contract is tremendous news for all of agriculture. Joe Sheely tells Brownfield the unions representing the dock workers agreed on a wage increase in October and worked out their other contract issues Tuesday.
That was the first time they had met formally in about 6 weeks. But we did get news that they had an 8-hour meeting on Sunday.
Sheely says the contract was settled in the nick of time, and he expected port operators to begin restricting refrigerated and frozen cargo ahead of the January 15th strike deadline.
Because they don't want that product arriving and then not having anybody to load it or any ship to put it on.
Sheely says if a strike occurred, every week the ports are shut down creates a $100 million negative economic impact on export sales. The new longshoreman's contract is for 6 years, which Sheely says brings stability to buyers and sellers. The two sides have agreed to continue operating under the current contract until the contract is ratified. A farm management specialist at the University of Illinois says Congress's extension of the farm bill for another year means farmers have a familiar safety net in place. Gary Schnitke tells Brownfield.
It's going to be the same farm programs as we had last year, so nothing changes. We'll have the same commodity title programs. The farm bill will not change anything in the crop insurance program.
Wisconsin has a new fairest of the fairs. Megan Salentin from Kewaunee County was selected Wednesday night. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We are now carrying Horse Guard Mineral, supplements for horses. This mineral comes in pellet or liquid form to help your horse with many needs from hoof, skin, allergies, weight gain, and things for senior horses as well. Free samples are available to try out. Stop in a Richland Center store for Horse Guard, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cash cattle trade got underway and cash hogs into the day mixed. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cattle Con is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. It took a while for direct cash cattle trade to get underway, but it was worth the wait. Live deals in the South are marked at $200. And dress deals in the north were at $320, $5 higher than the previous week's record-breaking highs. Asking prices remain firm at $200 to $202 live in the south and $320 plus dressed in the north. At the Hub City Livestock Market in South Dakota, steers 550 to 599 pounds were mostly steady. Steers 600 to 749 pounds were $6 to $10 higher, with instances of up to $15 higher on steers 700 to 749 pounds. The USDA says demand was very good for the large offering. There were many loads and packages to choose from. Most were long-weaned and completely vaccinated. The market was active to very active, with both buyers and farmer feeders present. Medium and large one feeder steer, 607 to 647 pounds, were at 320 to 350.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 608 to 635 pounds, brought $279 to $302. Boxed beef closed higher on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 217 at $330.78. Select closed $1.46 higher at $308.35. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and up about 5,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a fairly light negotiated run. Processors were able to move needed numbers without having to get too aggressive in their procurement efforts. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, which has been a boost for the industry. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Director up 34 cents with a weighted average of 78.85. The Iowa Minnesota was down 62 cents with a weighted average of 78.10. And the Western Corn Belt down 68 cents with a weighted average of 77.91. Pork values closed weak, down a nickel at 90.48. Picnics, hams, and butts were all lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 488,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and up more than 8,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were sharply higher ahead of the week's direct business. Boxed beef was also higher at midday. And lean hog futures ended the day mostly higher on spread trade and technical buying. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Hello, this is Rodney Frymore of Tim Slack Auction Realty LLC with auction results and upcoming events. We would like to thank everyone for your patronage in 2024 and wish you all a happy and prosperous new year. Hay sale results were large squares topping at $185 and large rounds at $95 per ton. Watch our website for more upcoming online auctions. For all your auction real estate needs, call 723-4020. This is Rodney Frymore. Have a wonderful day.
Direct cattle business was reported Thursday at 320 dressed. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. The Stein Seedcast, the only podcast dedicated to everything Stein, shares insights from company leaders, growers, agronomists, and more. Listen in today. Soybeans and corn were higher, getting ready for Friday's USDA reports. March beans are up 4.5 at $9.99. May was 4.75 higher at $10.10¾. March corn was up 2 at $4.56, and May was 2 higher at $4.64.5. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher, with box beef up at midday, watching that direct trade. February live was $3.90 higher at $197.60, and April was up $2.75 at $198.27. March feeders were $3.32 higher at $268.30. And hogs were steady to higher on spread trade and technical buying. February lean was up $2.30 at $81.77. April was $2.27 higher at $87.35. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
What do investors think about sustainable agriculture? One shares his take today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A drive down a country road can be fun, but that fun can end in a hurry if you're not vigilant for slow-moving farm equipment on that roadway. Farm machinery using public roads are supposed to have signage and lights to warn motorists, but don't assume it'll be there. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. An industry has developed around the push to make agriculture more sustainable. One company, Snowcap, is a venture capital firm investing in climate tech platforms, and ag sustainability efforts come into play there. Co-founder Nate Salpeter is a former nuclear engineer who has a small farm in the San Francisco Bay Area. He shares how Snowcap evaluates investment opportunities.
Really, we were focusing on this combination of, is the timing right? Is the team right? Is the technology sound? Is there a need? And more importantly, can we also provide value?
Salpeter's take on carbon markets?
The volatility of these markets and some of the uncertainty around them. As an investor looking at a business model, what we like to see is, can the business stand on its own without relying on it?
Salpeter urges caution when evaluating a carbon market offering.
Scalable auditing of carbon projects is a challenge. It seems like every day we're seeing a new company spring up that's saying, okay, we're taking visual data from satellites and then we're going to deconstruct it. One of the problems with that is the validation of these models.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
An uptick in demand is supporting the dairy markets. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Naomi Bloom with Total Farm Marketing says an increase in milk production weighed on futures prices toward the end of last year.
But now, just in the past few weeks here, we've seen better demand for domestic markets in the U.S. We've seen better export demand. And so the marketplace for the Class 3 milk prices were able to have a push higher with a rally.
Bloom tells Brownfield the outlook is positive.
The big, wonderful news for the dairy complex continues to be that the demand for the U.S. markets has been strong, and domestic demand has been strong in general, too. So that's the good news there.
Last month, USDA said milk production was slightly below year-ago levels, totaling 17.2 billion pounds in November. A livestock economist says the ripple effects of highly pathogenic avian influenza are just beginning to move through the food supply chain. Michigan State's Bill Knutson says,
my gut feeling is that the USDA probably
is underestimating the impact of avian influenza, and you're actually going to see prices higher than their forecast.
Most of the impact is in poultry, since pasteurization kills the virus in raw milk. Cash dairy prices were steady to lower Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey remains unchanged at 74 cents. No sales were recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks down 1¾ cents to 189¾. There were three sales at that price. Cheese barrels were unchanged to 187, but no sales. Butter unchanged at 260, no sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk down a half cent to 136.5. Five sales recorded, ranging from 136¼ to 136.5. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield market news on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
Consider the big picture of agriculture and the weather outlook with experts Dr. Gary Schnitke and Eric Snodgrass during Compeer Financial's free Crop Insurance Spring Update webinars. Find more details and register at compeer.com. Leave feeling empowered to build a strong risk management plan for whatever the growing season brings. Learn more and register for the January 16th and February 27th webinars at compeer.com.
Just a little bit of light snow on the ground this morning, and we're looking at high temperatures to be near 30 today, remaining fairly mild, 12 for a low tonight, tomorrow 27, Saturday a low of 22, possibly up to 1 to 2 inches of snow by Sunday afternoon. It is set to start late Saturday night. Right now in Richland Center, east to northeast winds at 3. We're at 22 degrees today. Thank you so much for joining us on WRCO Radio as we keep you company on this Friday.
I dream about you, baby. Had a dream about me and you. Had a dream and I woke up crying. Well, I can try, but I just can't stop. And the time's dragging by tick-tock. Oh, my heart, it just can't love no one but you. Well, I'm high and dry and lonely. I'm as lonesome as can be. And I stare out of my window. Well, I can play, but I just can't win. And the weather's looking mighty grim. Oh, my heart, it just can't love no one but you. TikTok. Oh, my heart, it just can't love no one but you. Oh, my heart, it just can't love no one but you.
Ooh, ooh. time with nothing particular on my mind when I saw you sitting there by yourself. Why don't we put a nickel in the old jukebox and come on, baby, I'll dance off your socks, 'cause you sure look like you need a friend tonight. I wanna dance with you, be with you, maybe you can show me a thing or two. I wanna dance with you, talk with you, maybe together we can shake the blues. I wanna dance with you, rock with you, we'll have a ball before the night is through. I wanna dance with you, I wanna dance with you, I wanna dance with you. I don't even know your name yet, but you're the kind of girl a man can't forget. The way you move sure sets my soul on fire. So come on, baby, we'll show them all. We'll dance on the ceiling, we'll dance on the wall. Before you're through, dance into this heart of mine, mine, mine. I wanna dance with you, be with you. Maybe you can show me a thing or two. I wanna dance with you, talk with you. Maybe together we can shake the blues. I wanna dance with you, rock with you. We'll have a ball before the night is through. I wanna dance with you, I wanna dance with you, I wanna dance with you. On the ceiling, we'll dance on the wall. Before you're through, dance into this heart of mine, 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 mine. I wanna dance with you, be with you. Maybe you can show me a thing or two. I wanna dance with you, talk with you. Maybe together we can shake the blues. I wanna dance with you, rock with you. We'll have a ball before the night is through. I wanna dance with you, I wanna dance with you. I said I wanna, wanna, wanna dance with you.
Eddie Rabbit on WRCL. I want to dance with you. Absolutely. Hopefully I don't step on your toes. Anyway, we're coming up toward weather time. Tony Schumacher checks in just a little bit here this morning. But right now, our good friend Bobby G. Rice.
Oh, darling, make it feel like love. Pretend that it's the way it used to be. Yes, darling, make it feel like love again, the way it was.
Good morning from WRCO and the Light in the Milk House headquarters.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a weak boundary has been moving across the region early this morning, caused a few flurries here and there, although the more organized snow stayed north of us. And meanwhile, a big area of snow pushing up through the mid-Mississippi Valley to the northeast. That'll move up through Chicago into Indiana and Michigan through the day with several inches. Southeast Wisconsin could get clipped this morning with a half inch or so. Around here, though, just a few stray flurries expected. The generally quiet weather will stick around into tomorrow, but then things will change quickly again tomorrow night as low pressure slides in from the northwest. Should bring some general light snow to our region late Saturday night and Sunday morning. Right now, it looks like maybe an inch or two in our area, possibly as much as 3 or 4 inches in parts of central and northern Wisconsin. Behind that low, it's going to turn pretty windy for Sunday evening into early Monday. That'll cause a little bit of blowing and drifting in spots. Also, much colder air moving in, making it feel quite bitter by Monday morning. The forecast for today, mostly cloudy with a few flurries possible. High temperature, not too bad at 29 degrees. West-northwest wind 5 to 10. Partly cloudy and cool tonight, low near 12. Tomorrow, the clouds thicken. Nice temperatures continuing with a high of 27. Light northwest wind turning to the south. Saturday night, cloudy with light snow developing after midnight. About a half inch or an inch possible by daybreak Sunday, low at 22. On Sunday, light snow diminishing to flurries by the afternoon. Another half inch or an inch is possible. Windy by evening with a high of 31. As we head into Monday, blustery and very cold with peaks of sunshine, low 5, high of 11. Tuesday staying breezy and bitter cold with partly cloudy skies, low 3 below 0, high 11. Wednesday partly cloudy, low 1 below, high of 19. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 22 degrees. We also look at yesterday where we were up to 30 degrees. It felt pretty nice. A record high 53 was established in 2012. Well, a record low, we were shivering in 1988 at 26 below zero. Last year's high was 32 and the low 25. Sunset will occur at 4:46 this afternoon. Sunrise time this morning at 7:33. Winds have picked up a little bit east to southeast right now at 5 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.70. And again, a dusting of snow this morning. After a midnight reading of 24, it's 22 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. ABC News at 6 is sponsored by the Stafford Funeral Home and Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths. By the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products. Also, Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As many as 10,000 structures have been damaged or destroyed by the Los Angeles wildfires. Nearly 200,000 people are under mandatory evacuation orders, among them Andrew Schwartz, who used to live in Pacific Palisades with his wife and two children.
It's what it takes to build up a life as a family. It's just the day-to-day routine, the things that take forever to set up when you have young children. And when you're displaced and you have to start over, there's just so much to figure out.
Many neighborhoods, including most of Pacific Palisades,